DZ Radio, your relaxation station. James Taylor, how sweet it is to be loved by you. 9:30 is our time, and it's time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every Wednesday, we talk with Dr. Vandergriff or Dr. Adler, that we're talking with today, about various health concerns. Earlier this morning, I was going over a poll that was done by Harris to find the five grossest cold and flu behaviors in the office. And number one was wiping a runny nose on your sleeve or on your hands. It's appropriate that we're going to get a little update on the flu season here today. It has been a bad flu season here on the Grand Strand. Dr. Adler, just a couple of weeks ago, it was even in the media. There were so many people getting sick.
Yes, and we have been in the midst of a flu epidemic, influenza, which, again, has been nationwide. And, again, in the state of South Carolina alone, we've had over 23,000 documented influenza cases.
Wow.
and quite a few deaths, 20 or more deaths. Most are in older, but we've even had children and younger people. So influenza, again, is still a very serious illness and unpredictable. And again, for many who experience flu, it's very uncomfortable, it's miserable, a week, sometimes longer of symptoms, but in some it can be devastating. And we've seen people hospitalized, we've seen people with just horrendous respiratory problems, sometimes that can persist for a long time. So influenza flu is not something to just sort of say, well, I can get the flu and I've been through it before. It's something to be taken seriously. And again, it's, again, back to the conversations we've had before, the importance of getting vaccinated to prevent flu is still a very relevant conversation. Even now in the midst of flu outbreak and respiratory infections that are going around this time of season.
I think it's important that, at least in my opinion, let me say this, that if you have the flu, or if your child has the flu, there are certain responsibilities you should be aware of to prevent the spread of the flu. If your kid has really got the flu, please don't send them to the schools where all the other kids are going to get them done. The other designation I want to make is that so many people, they get a cold, and colds are no fun, but they say, I've got the flu. And there's a big difference between the cold and the flu, and I wish people would take it more seriously.
Yeah, now what we're seeing this time of year, and we've been seeing an awful lot of people coming in right around, even before Christmas, and we're seeing it even now, is a flu-like illness. And again, we've seen it in all ages, people coming in with cough, congestion, fever, they don't feel well. Some are having body aches, some are having very severe shortness of breath and respiratory, but the majority of folks are having more flu-like symptoms. And again, we've seen a smattering of influenza A in people that we've been doing testing here in the office. So we have been identifying some of these, not all, but some of these with influenza. And again, many of these folks will respond if treated early enough with Tamiflu and some of the antiviral drugs. For the vast majority of folks that have been coming through the office, they really don't need anything other than symptomatic relief, sometimes mm-hmm. for the cough, sometimes for aches and pains. The majority of these folks will go through a 1, sometimes 2 week illness before it gets better. One of the questions that I have people asking me is, well, what good is the flu shot? Because I read that, this strain this year isn't responsive. I will say this, for the majority of folks that have been vaccinated in my older population that's been coming in since early September, I think it has had a protective effect. I think the majority of my patients have not been getting flu, who have been given the vaccination. And for the few that have had the flu, even with the vaccine, the symptoms have been milder. So again, it's still very important, even now, if you haven't had a flu shot, to go ahead and get one.
Well, from what I read, the CDC did express some disappointment that they maybe did not get a certain strain or so in it, but it didn't mean that it's not ineffective.
That's true. Again, there is still an immune response that the flu shot does give individuals that helps protect them and to help them fight off infection. And again, the symptoms and the severity may be lessened with active immunization. So it's very important. And again, I think, as a health precaution, because again, once we're exposed and we're carriers of the virus, unless we're wearing a mask, every time we cough or sneeze, we're, putting out large quantities of virus into the air through droplets. And again, anybody who's in a room or exposed to inhaling that is vulnerable or susceptible to getting sick. So it's not necessarily close contact. I mean, you can be in a room and you can cough or sneeze or runny nose and, you know, again, come in contact with things in the room itself, and it's highly contagious. So again, you know, it's very important, I think, for all of us as a health measure, a preventive health measure, unless you've had serious reasons not to get a flu shot, strongly advisable. And again, for those who are experiencing symptoms this season with respiratory, the majority, again, really don't need necessarily doctor's care unless their symptoms are severe, unless they have underlying lung problems such as asthma or emphysema. Some of these folks can get into, you know, really serious problems and require secondary antibiotics and other treatment. But the vast majority of folks that are getting exposed to the viruses will have usually a 4 to 5 day course before it resolves.
What are the signs that you actually do have the flu and should seek medical treatment as opposed to the symptoms of a cold?
Usually with flu, people have a lot of body pain, a lot of muscle pain, really feel terrible. I mean, they just have headache, everything aches, they may have high fever, certainly a cough and congestion. Those are typical for influenza. You know, many of the folks that are coming in with non-influenza-like infections don't seem to have all the body aches and pain. They don't necessarily have the high fevers. So that's not a hard and fast rule, but I think that's one quick and easy way to distinguish the two. Not all coughs, not all congestion is necessarily influenza. But if you're having a lot of body aches and high fever and you just feel like you've been hit by a truck, then there's more than likely a good case that you do have influenza.
Now, you say it's not too late to get the flu vaccine. I always get disappointed. We start talking about the flu every year at the end of the fall and around the holidays. But I think it always surprises me, and I guess I should mention it more often, how long the flu season lasts. It doesn't just end on January 1st. The flu season will continue much for weeks more. So it's not too late to get a flu vaccination, right?
That's correct. Again, you know, the peak influenza season generally is late fall into the early February, March, sometimes later. The peak times where we seem to see more infections, obviously, are, you know, around this season, this time of year. It can fluctuate from year to year. And again, the influenza vaccine is designed to put all of the common strains that we predict are coming through this season. But again, it's the immunologic response that occurs when we get the shot. It wakens our immune system. It does put our immune system on high alert so that even if the strains are not exact, it does give us some partial immunity to fight off the virus if we're exposed.
Mm-hmm. So the sooner the better, folks. And I'm assuming that you still have a good supply of the vaccine at your office.
Yeah, we do have them as well as most pharmacies. And again, I would still encourage people to get flu shots probably over the next 30 days if they have not had one.
And again, I'm just verifying this. You can go into South Strand Internist on Glens Bay Road in Surfside without an appointment and get the flu shot, right?
That's correct.
All right, folks. Again, Glens Bay Road, Surfside Beach. If you think that you do feel like you've been hit by a truck and you need some treatment, head on over to your health care provider. And if you don't have a health care provider, South Strand Internist in Surfside, call them. 650-4006. Dr. Adler, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jim.